A lot of people have found dancing to be a great way to unwind at home. Your family and housemates, I hope, are more forgiving than your coworkers at your annual holiday party. When things were tough during the Great Depression in 1930s America, that's when people turned to the foxtrot. In South Korea, they've got their own version of trot music. It's a uniquely Korean style of folk music dating back to the 1940s. As Kelly Kasulis reports from Seoul, trot is having something of a resurgence.
I'm walking my dog in the park when I run into a grandpa blasting some tunes from his phone. For anyone living in South Korea, trot music is immediately recognizable. But it's not just for older folks these days. A power walking college student tells me why.
In the old days, trot was depressing, heavy, and dark. But trot has become something that young people can relate to. It's lighthearted, fun, and fast-paced.
Not that many years ago, trot was definitely still seen as old people music. John Lee is a writer on Korean politics and society and says he's a big-time trot fan.
The reason for Generation Z's or Generation X's revived interest in this musical genre is not so much nostalgia, but rather because their favorite singers are starting to get into the genre as well.
Here's Jungkook from the K-pop supergroup BTS doing a trot cover song. It's an example of the subgenre called semi-trot. The traditional version sounds more like this. The style really caught on in the 1950s, after the Korean War. It was a way for people to express their sadness and sense of loss. Here's John Lee again.
There was a lot of songs about separation. Families being separated because of the war, people calling out for their loved ones.
In the 1960s and 70s, trot music became more romantic, danceable, and kind of cheesy. At that time, South Koreans were living under a military dictatorship, and any music considered counterproductive to the regime could be banned.
Unofficially, they were also going after songs that they felt were counterproductive to the government's propaganda efforts.
So, happy music was also patriotic. Yi Tae-kwang, a professor at Kyunghee University, tells me that trot artists were also influenced by South Korea's booming economy.
그러면서 그 농촌 인구들이 고향을 그리면서 이제 부르는 노래.
They started off singing about missing their rural hometowns, he says. But eventually, trot became a part of urban life, and artists sang about making it big in the big city. He says young people from the trot generation were called modern girls and modern boys. In some ways, he says, trot helped give birth to K-pop.
갑자기 근데 그걸 보더니 그 노래가 신나니까 춤을 추기 시작한 거야 기윤이가.
Hyoshik and Jiyun are a married couple living just outside of Seoul. They're in their early 30s and say they're all about trot music. It's great for karaoke and it's fun to dance to. And they say their 3-year-old boy loves trot too.
나는 계산하고 싶어요. 나는 너무 싫어요.
For the world, I'm Kelly Kasulis in Seoul.